Hey guys, this is Katie from Beauty's Got Muscle. One of the biggest and what I consider best rites of passage in our lives today is the right to drive. It was never just about getting you to and from your destination. Driving was, is, and will forever be freedom. Think back to the first time you heard those sweet words, "Congratulations, you passed." The surge of adrenaline that coursed through your veins as you peered out over the hood of your majestic stallion, feeling like a modern-day pioneer. When I think about the road, it has never looked as sexy as it did the day I got my license. While driving isn't necessarily in the list of human rights, because it really is a privilege earned, not given, it is something I believe everyone should have the chance to at least prove their ability and competence at. And up until about a year ago, I thought everyone could. Currently in Saudi Arabia, women are not allowed to drive. Technically, there is no written law that says women can't drive, but there is one that says women are not allowed to get a driver's license, which is basically like saying, hey, we never said you can't eat eggs, but you can't buy them, can't cook them, and don't even think about grabbing that chicken. Now, Saudi Arabia is not what most would consider a liberal place, especially when it comes to women's rights and equality. One Saudi law states all females must have a male guardian, whether it be a father, brother, or husband. In the world, she must always be accompanied by a guardian and must ask the guardian's permission before marriage, divorce, travel, education, opening a bank account, doctor's visits, going outside, and if she's allowed to take a poop. I threw in that last one because, believe it or not, the rules of guardianship requirements, basically what women can and can't do, is not a written law. So these rules are up to the discretion of the particular officials, institutions, and guardians that dictate over the women. Now, outside looking in from another culture, a lot of people have wondered why Saudi women don't speak up for themselves and do something about it. Well, some of the women are happy and content with how things are, and this is a part of their culture. And while I don't agree with a lot of their beliefs, they are entitled to them just as much as I am my own. And heck, if they're happy and healthy and not hurting anyone, then what's the problem? Now, the reason I'm talking about all this is because about a year ago, I began to get a bunch of new followers on my Beauty's Got Muscle Facebook page, whose names were all written in Arabic. So, naturally, I was intrigued. Here I am, a ginger in her nova, and somehow my mission of finding other women in the muscle car world found its way across an ocean. So I looked into why I was getting all these likes and came across a Facebook page called Saudi Women to Drive. Obviously, with gender equality being a social issue very close to my heart, I was pumped that not only these women were standing up for their rights, but the one right they chose to stand up for was driving. It does not get any cooler than that. But wait, yes it does. Guess what these balls-to-the-wall women were doing? No, they were not picketing, there was no sit-ins, no riots, or kumbayas. They got out there and were driving, filming it, and posting it on YouTube, showing not only their government, but the world, what they're made of. That could be the most beautiful, most graceful middle finger up yours act I have ever seen. And I cannot give enough props to these ladies, and my heart is beaming with girl power just thinking about it. There were definitely really big risks with them driving around, too. Keep in mind, this is a country that still stones people to death. If they had gotten caught, they would likely face, and I quote, unspecified measures, which again is all up to the unwritten laws controlled by people I believe have spent way too much time in the sun. Some of these women have already faced jail time. Some of them have lost jobs. But on top of all the risks, they continue to drive and post the video evidence of it. And this is what made a difference in my eyes. They could have easily snuck around and drove when they wanted to on the down low and tried to not get caught. But to make a difference, to make lasting change, they needed to show people that they could drive and they were not afraid to fight for it. So why not let the ladies drive? Well, there are a number of absurd excuses the national officials are coming up with. According to certain Saudi Arabian cleric and judicial advisors, women drivers are damaging their ovaries due to the position the pelvis is placed in when operating a motor vehicle. Now, call me crazy, but isn't sitting in a car just like sitting in a goddamn chair? Then a member of the Consultative Assembly submitted a report saying lifting the ban would cause prostitution, pornography, homosexuality, divorce, and I quote, the end of virginity. Now, I don't know how these assembly members drive, but I can tell you they are putting the shifter in the wrong place. So what's the truth behind why they won't let women drive? Well, I believe driving is freedom, and in a society where the woman is required to always have male supervision and is not allowed to act much on her own, driving poses as a massive threat. The good news is, since 1990, with their consistent efforts, the Saudis are steadily becoming more accepting of the idea and even have growing male support. On October 26, in 2013, women all around Saudi Arabia got behind the wheel to drive for a massive movement to help protest the ban. There are also several different petitions and groups that have sparked up in both the states and overseas to help show support to these women and to their cause. I'll post a few of the links in beautysgotmuscle.com. Check them out and please show them your love. And to the Saudi women driving, you are champions. Keep your foot on that pedal, your hands on the wheel, and your eyes on the horizon, because change is coming. This has been Katie from Beauty's Got Muscle, presented to you by Heels and Wheels and the Performance Motorsports Network. Stay tuned after a quick message from our sponsors.